I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. Isn't that interesting? I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. How interesting. I like it. I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. This simple statement stands for a powerful condition and cannot be enlarged upon. It is the ultimate of the ultimate and the fulfillment of all. When I say I am something, I put a cause in motion to experience that for which I am speaking, the I am. This term cannot be belittled or enlarged upon. It is all. So when I say I am ideal, I am all that which ideal means, the perfect expression of that which I am. I now have a simple phrase to speak and think and live my life by. I choose a phrase which includes every possibility, every reality, and every moment dream. The phrase which fulfills this desire is simply put, I am ideal, spirit, mind, and body. As I speak this group of words, I cover all of my ways of thinking and include every course of my human, mental, and divine beingness. I take this phrase from its abstract expression and make it an affirmation, which I speak and dwell upon continually. I make it a concept in my mind which comes up again and again and which I use to describe who and what I really am and how I conceive of myself. I thoughtfully cover my ideal spirit, mind, and body, and my ideal body. While I never will understand what these three words mean, they cover all aspects of me and who I am as I understand myself to be. Finally, I posit the concept that I am is me and I am is now. This phrase is expressing the living now, my ideal, the truth about myself, my allness. I am ideal, spirit, mind, and body now. I am ideal, spirit, mind, and body. All of us would like to have a perfect body, have a perfect mind, have a perfect spirit. Not much we can do about spirit, that's there. Except we might get to know about it. Our difficulty is we don't realize that our spirit is always there and always whole and always perfect. And all we have to do is utilize our awareness of it to enjoy it. Utilize our awareness of it to enjoy it. Now, let's say mind. What does mind mean to you? You may want to speak grandly, but it's not true. To you, mind means your physical mind, your physical mental thinking process. And that's a bit limited. Your body, you think of your physical form. That too is limited and kind of small. But your spirit, you think of something beyond whatever you can conceive of it being. Just something absolutely magnificent and absolutely wonderful. Okay? Now, when you say, I am spirit, I am my ideal spirit, and you leave the my off there, I am ideal spirit, not my ideal spirit. My ideal spirit might be limited. Ideal spirit is not limited. Ideal spirit is the allness, the isness, the endlessness. Okay, now, so when we say, I am ideal spirit, then we're covering it pretty nicely. And that's a good thing to affirm. I will be a good boy. I will be a good boy. No, I am a good boy. I am a good boy. I am whole and perfect. I am whole and not I will be whole and perfect, or not someday I'll understand what it means to be whole and perfect, but right now I am whole and perfect. So we affirm those things because those are things that we are already, and we want to realize them in our every moment experience. Now, so when we say, I am ideal body, what does ideal body mean? What is your ideal body? What is your ideal physical corpus? What is your ideal concept of a body? You know, strangely enough, we don't know. We don't know. We think, and this is the sickest thing thinking you can have, we think that our ideal body includes being sick. We think our ideal body includes growing old. We think that our ideal body means getting weak or having problems or having needs. That's what we think our ideal body is. And the course that we teach at the University of Philosophy is that the ideal body is complete and whole, absolutely every whit. There is nothing to improve on it. There is nothing to accept our attitude about it. That needs some improvement. When we improve our attitude about our body, then we move the body from the relative, the University of Healing, into Absolute, the University of Philosophy. And when we move from that relative to Absolute, then what happens to us? We think in a whole different layer of thinking. We think in a whole different attitude. We don't think of becoming, we think of being. We don't think that now is something that's going to happen.
Really?
Now is something that is. Right now. Now is. Now is. There is no later now. And there's no before now. There's only now. And when we can train ourselves to live in now, then we have made a tremendous step in our spiritual awareness, in our spiritual illumination. It's a wonderful thing. Now, that's the body and the mind. Now, spirit always is ideal, always is absolute. And as we think of spirit as being absolute, we enter into a whole different attitude about who we are and what we are. So I find this a very positive statement to make. I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. 100 million times a day, more or less, you know. I am my ideal spirit, mind, and body. What's that?
I am ideal.
Oh, see how easy it is to slip away from it? I am ideal spirit, mind. Not mine, not whatever my limitation for myself might be. I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. That's the head of our column in the next gist, God's Pocket. And so, I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am not mine. I am my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am my ideal body. I am my ideal... I don't want to have what I think might be my ideal. I want to have the ideal. I don't want a God. I want God. God, the allness, the universal principle. Not the God of the Jews or the God of the Christians or the God of the Hindus or whomever they may be anywhere on earth. Whoever put a name on him, whoever capitalized it because they put a name on him. I want to be wind. Eternal, ever-flowing wind. Free wind. No capitalized. Mm-hmm. I want to be God. No capitalized. I want to be the allness God. The awareness of... And that's what I am. And so I call it into motion, I call it into experience in my life, and then I have it. But it takes a little affirmative thinking to think these thoughts and say them perfectly. I am my ideal spirit, mind, and body.
I am.
What?
I am ideal spirit, mind, and body.
I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. You see, I want you to be utterly sick to your stomach, or your heart, or your head, or wherever, if you ever think of mispronouncing that. Because you, if you want to be your ideal spirit, mind, body, then however you conceive of that to be is the limitation you have. And if you limit yourself to the whatever you are because you think you're pretty good, you're nothing compared to who you really are hidden underneath that thinking you're pretty good. You know? Yeah. We talked about the diamonds all the time, remember?
Uh-huh.
And you polish the diamond to get all that crud off the outer, and then, what a beautiful diamond. But then that's not the greatest, is it? What is the greatest? When you reveal the fire within. The most valuable gems are the ones that have the fire within. No matter whether they're opals or diamonds or rubies or whatever they may be. But they have the fire within. And who owned those stones of the fire within? The kings and the queens. Well, are you a king and a queen?
Mm-hmm.
Do you own all the opals and diamonds and rubies and pearls and what have you? Each one with their diamond, with their fire within. Mm. That's beautiful. Well, think of those things. And never lower your sights. Always keep your idea on the realization, I am
ideal
spirit, mind, and body. I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. I'm not the God. I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. That's very important. Think on these things, enjoy these things, and with me, have a great time with them, because I do. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.